Questions 22 through 24 refer to the following excerpt from a talk.
I'd like to thank Littleton Books for inviting me here this evening. And I'm also grateful to everyone in the audience for showing up. Today I'll be sharing several excerpts from my latest book, Tiger in the Night. This work is an autobiography based on my experiences growing up in a small South African town. It also describes my struggles in becoming a published writer. This section will last about an hour, until around 7:15 p.m. I will then take a short break and return at 7:30 p.m. to answer questions. Following that, I'll be happy to autograph copies of my book, which will be available for sale. Now, the first passage you will hear is about my early childhood.
Number 22. Where most likely are the listeners? Number 23. What is the speaker's newest work about? Number 24. What will most likely happen at 7:30 p.m.? Questions 25 through 27 refer to the following news report.
In other news, transportation officials in Austin have temporarily halted construction of the Swift Rail commuter train system. The interruption comes amid criticism from a group of local citizens. Residents from the Kingfield neighborhood are claiming that rail lines are being built too close to their homes. Mary Stinos, the head of the transportation department, held a press conference on Wednesday regarding the matter. She stated that residents' complaints were being taken seriously and that work on the Swift Rail would be stopped until the issue is resolved. She also said that updates will continue to be posted at www.swiftrail.gov to keep the public informed on the progress of construction.
Number 25. What does the speaker mention about the commuter train system? Number 26. What did Mary Stinos do on Wednesday? Number 27. According to the speaker, why should listeners visit the website? Questions 28 through 30 refer to the following telephone message and receipt.
Good afternoon. This is Beverly Gilder. I stayed at the, Presidential Palace for the first time when I was in Manila last week. While I enjoyed the experience, I've run into a problem. I didn't closely examine my bill upon checkout, and I just noticed an error. I was charged for laundry services that I did not use. I would like you to review your billing records, refund me the amount in question, and email me a corrected bill. This needs to be done as soon as possible because I have to turn in my final expense report on Friday. Thank you.
Number 28. What did the speaker fail to do? Number 29. Look at the graphic. How much will the speaker probably be refunded? Number 30. What will the speaker do on Friday?